T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wonder Twin, what's the latest point spread for Steelers, Colts?
Last I saw was 3.5, Joe.
I really believe what I was saying with Kabali before, that this feels, it almost feels, maybe this is too much to make of it, or maybe it's not. Like a watershed game in the Tomlin era, their offense is, or their defense is just, it's blowing up. Like it's breaking apart at the seams. Does he get it together? Do they get it together against the number one offense in football? Like an extremely explosive offense that could really, that has the wherewithal, the weaponry to really embarrass them as if they haven't been embarrassed enough. But I'm talking 40 plus. I'm talking close to 500 yards, which is what their past two opponents did anyway. Or do they buckle down at home? Does Mike Tomlin live up to what the national media thinks of him? You know, nobody circles the wagons like the Pittsburgh Steelers under Tomlin is their version of him. And they have done that. They have. They've done it enough to make the playoffs. In recent years. You know what I mean? At some points in seasons, they do rally.
Yeah.
At some points in games, they do rally. Can they do it again? Or is it all going to come apart, Limits? And if they get embarrassed again, then what? Terrell Austin gone? Not saying that would make a difference, but I have to believe that's on the table if they give up, you know, 37 points and 450 yards again. And then where does the season go from here? And where do the Steelers go from here? Somebody could say, man, you're overreacting here. It's week 7, but we're all watching this. We're all watching the demise, seeming demise of a defense. Not that they've been great, especially in the biggest moments in recent years, but it hasn't been quite this bad. This is disastrous. And again, there's a team coming here on Sunday who could really make it ugly. So I at least find myself pondering some of these bigger questions. And so do other people around the NFL. And I'll tell you about one of them in just a moment. First, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This is Mike Florio talking with Chris Sims on their podcast, Pro Football Talk. You know, Florio, he's on the air every week with the PM guys. And as a West Virginia guy, he keeps close tabs on the Steelers, and these are the kinds of questions that he's asking, that I'm beginning to ask, and that I think a lot of people around the NFL, because I even think last year people started to wake up to this idea that, wow, maybe it's not so magical under Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. What was that? How long since the Steelers have won a playoff game? 8 years. Man, I lost track of that. That's crazy. That almost supersedes the number that everybody recites about how many non-losing seasons in a row he's had. That's impressive, but it's more than watered down by the fact that he ironically does have a losing record in the playoffs and that they get blown out every time they go to the playoffs. And they got embarrassed, maybe worst of all of any of these playoff games. Well, Tim Tebow might have something to say about that. But that was a long time ago, back when they were winning and a Super Bowl threat and all of that. But any of these recent ones, has there been one as bad as losing to the Ravens and Kirk Herbstreit telling the world you're quitting and giving up 299 yards rushing? And then coming back and everybody bragging in the preseason about how great the defense is, and then what happened against Flacco and Jordan Love? And being last in the NFL in pass defense? This feels like rock bottom. And I feel like people around the country have been waking up to this Tomlin myth, I would call it, over the past year or so. And now I really feel like people are enlightened to it and asking these kinds of questions. This is Mike Florio with Chris Sims.
Lose on Sunday, give up another 450 yards, it's going to start. Sometimes you just wonder, is there a point where the message no longer resonates? Is there a point where they have grown numb to all the Mike Tomlin sayings?
Yeah,
like Pete Carroll in Seattle, like Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Right.
Is there a point,
right,
John Harbaugh maybe in Baltimore, is there a point where you need to completely overhaul the locker room or you need to overhaul the coaching staff?
Man, those are big words. You need to completely overhaul the locker room or overhaul the coaching staff. He didn't say right now, but he said, is there a point? I would say, yes, there's a point if this season unravels the way it's starting to now. Yes. However, I don't think, and when you say completely overhaul the coaching staff, you're talking about moving on from Mike Tomlin, obviously. I mean, everything else has been overhauled either by people's choice or by, you know, firings. We've had multiple offensive coordinators, multiple defensive coordinators, at least in name. The Steelers have moved on from quarterback after quarterback since Ben. Kevin Colbert retired, so they have a new GM. They brought in Andy Weidel. Like, everything has changed around the head coach, but the head coach hasn't changed. He's still there. That position hasn't changed, right? Will it, if they miss the playoffs? Will it if they make the playoffs and get blown out in the first round? I don't think so. Because as I said yesterday at the beginning of the show, this all begins with art. And I would have to think that even people within that organization or people who have been in the past with that organization would have a hard time defending it if the Steelers either miss out on the playoffs or get blown out again early. And especially if they miss the playoffs by completely imploding. I guess that's sort of the long way I'm getting to this idea. Are they about to implode for good here? Like, are we getting ready to watch? It feels like we're gathering to watch the detonation of Three Rivers Stadium. Like, there's this sense, almost this sense of anticipation, but not the good kind. Morbid anticipation. What are we seeing here? Maybe they get it back together. They've done that in seasons past. Just a few years ago, thanks in large part to a soft schedule, they won 7 in a row down the stretch. They've gone both ways here. They've started seasons great and collapsed, and they've collapsed and then finished seasons great. What are we going to see here? Again, it hasn't quite been this bad defensively, I don't think, anyway. I mean, the numbers are incredible. The eye test is abominable. And now you have the Colts coming to town. What is going to happen here? 412-928-9370. Do you know what I'm getting at, Limits? Like, I think those are fair questions that Mike Florio is posing, the big picture questions as we all sit around and wonder if the dynamite's going to explode on Three Rivers Stadium here.
I think it's entirely fair because at some point, everybody has a tipping point. There's a breaking point for everyone. We clearly have not reached that yet for Art. But if it is the season where, even with Aaron Rodgers playing well, it is Mike Tomlin's defense. We know how important the Steelers love their defense, and they've been built on the backbone of that. If that is not what can carry them to a 500 season, maybe that will finally open up some eyes on Water Street that things are necessary and things
need to
change.
Well, there's only one pair of eyes that need to be open.
Right.
You know?
And it's the owners.
So, man, these are just some really, really big statements that people I respect are making. Let's get back to Florio in a minute, and then Doug Whaley from earlier today, sitting right across from Crowley in the chair that that Bob just departed from. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The hotline, of course, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Yes, Limits? You have phone calls?
Okay. Like?
No, first, before we get to the calls,
sure.
Let's go back to Doug Whaley on our air today. He joins the morning show every week, and he reiterated what he said on PXI's postgame the other night. And this is a guy who worked with Mike Tomlin. He was inside the Steelers organization for several years. This is Whaley's take.
The team starts to take the characteristics of the head coach. And when you talk about Mike Tomlin, I'm not going to discredit him as a coach and what he's achieved. But when you look at his press conference, he's a great orator. He's got great one-liners. But right now, just like his press conferences, I'm not saying him or his past coaching, but his press conferences and the team he's putting on, neither of them have substance at all. There is no substance in that, especially on the defense. Now, offensively, I'll say they're putting up points. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But his baby, a defensive coach, there is no substance to him right now, especially in face of adversity and when you need him most.
Man, that's another way of Florio saying that the message is lost. There's one-liners and there's a talented orator, but there's no substance right now. And this is also happening against the backdrop of players essentially indicting each other for not giving effort. The defensive team captain, Cam Hayward, said out loud there wasn't enough fight in us the other night. And this was coming off an embarrassing loss to the Bengals. If ever a Pittsburgh Steelers defense was going to come out fighting, it was going to be the other night. Instead, they got shredded. Juan Thornhill, we didn't show enough effort out there. Joey Porter said it too. Basically, like who are they talking about? Is there infighting here? There's certainly accusations. I don't think those guys are talking about themselves. They're talking about other guys on this defense not trying. They couldn't have been clearer about it. What an indictment of the leadership within the room. What an indictment of the coaching staff. And what an indictment of their teammates. And what an incitement of fans, of you people out there, that you have players saying it's a lack of effort in a Sunday night game. What an insult to people who are paying to watch.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So we have Whaley saying no substance to the message, and then play for me Florio again, and what he thinks could happen here if they don't get it together.
Lose on Sunday. Give up another 450 yards. It's going to start. Sometimes you just wonder, is there a point where the message no longer resonates? Is there a point where they have grown numb to all the Mike Tomlin sayings?
Yeah,
like Pete Carroll in Seattle, like Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Right.
Is there a point?
Right.
John Harbaugh maybe in Baltimore. Is there a point where you need to completely overhaul the locker room or you need to overhaul the coaching staff?
Man, those are big words. And I don't know. You know, all of you have been watching sports, most of you for a long, long time. I've been watching and covering it. It has that feeling right now of this is going to go one way or the other. They're going to rally here around their head coach and come up with a big performance Sunday that might catapult them. Or, And this has kind of been a feeling at times over many of these past seasons. One, that the Steelers are outperforming what the numbers say they should be. They should have had losing records based on a lot of different numbers these past several years, at least most of them. They're a minus in point differential. Over the past 4 years or so, they're significantly minus on the point differential side, yet they keep making the playoffs by a game, by finishing a game or two or so over 500. It has felt like it's been teetering. And now it really feels like that. And it feels like it might hinge on this game. Like this game has the potential to be a massive embarrassment. But it also, because of that, because of the nature of the team coming in here, the Colts, it has the ingredients, the seeds for a turnaround. Limits, let's get to some phone calls. First, let me say this. Pony Pierce's cancer proceeds tonight benefit McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. Location, Mike's Beer Bar, North Shore. Time, 6 to 8 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Ticket price, $33, includes appetizers and commemorative T-shirt. And, of course, this goes to a great cause. I just mentioned that. The piercing provided by Gilded Violet Piercing will take place at 7:30 p.m. There will be a cash raffle with all proceeds going to charity. Pony Pierce's Cancer brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, South Hills Kia, and South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hampton Beer Outlet and Cheerleaders. And we just saw the man of the hour, and he looked to be calm to me. He didn't look like he was a raging bull in a stall. He didn't look like a man headed for his last meal. He seemed very calm. They used to say Brady. Josh Miller would say Brady took a nap before the Super Bowl. Pony seems to be in that mode. He seems to be very calm and comfortable and perhaps confident about his nipples limits.
Yes, and I am currently typing up my pregame video with Pony. We have Pony's pregame thoughts on the nipple piercing as well that is going out on my Twitter.
Did you sense that that's how he was?
Yes. I feel like he was calm when I first started talking to him. But I started to get the feeling that he's getting nervous. He even told me that he was nervous after I said, "Are you nervous?" And he is starting to get a little concerned. He asked if I would like to touch his nipples. And I said, "No.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I think that you should be able to use all that time for yourself so that you remember what it's like pre-piercing."
Yeah, I think that that's a pretty good strategy. Now, tell people again where they can find your pregame video with Pony.
Yes, it'll be on my Twitter, at Austin R. Bechtold, and we'll also retweet it on the fan Twitter account.
Okay. Yes. Let's hit the phone lines for a moment, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's start with our guy Lou in Staten Island to chime in.
Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, Joe. How's it going, my man?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. It's always good to listen to you, man. You're always right on, I tell you, especially the last couple of years. I mean, I want to give you credit. Not everybody in the media in Pittsburgh has the gumption to say the truth and to point out the stats and the facts that we all see in front of us, right? I don't know why that's the case, but it is. But you've been doing it. Pony does it. My good friend Paul Alexander's been doing it for years. Just want to thank you for that. Let me say a couple of things, Joe, if it's all right, right?
Yeah.
And then I would like to get your opinion on it. How were you in math and when it came to fractions when you were a kid? You remember the term common denominator?
Yeah, horrible, but go ahead.
Okay, so was I. But the common denominator with the Pittsburgh Steelers is, over the last 10 years, the owner and the coach.
Yep.
They fired numerous coordinators on both sides of the ball. They've done unprecedented things, firing people during the season. They've gone out and spent money this offseason, bringing in people that they've never have done, DK Metcalf. They've tried everything. But the reason why nothing changes is because the common denominator is the owner that either doesn't care and is just satisfied with where we're at, 9-8, 10-7, and getting beat by 30 in the playoffs, giving up 300 yards rushing to the Ravens, and the coach, which is either has two things, and in my opinion, the scheme is antiquated. It doesn't work anymore. There's something wrong, Joe, when Lou from Staten Island can open up his sporting app and every week look for the tight end against the Pittsburgh Steelers and bet the over, and 8 out of 10 times it hits. Isn't there something
only,
wrong with that?
Only 8 out of 10 it hits, Lou? That's the most shocking news I've heard all day.
Fant last week was a lock. 2 weeks ago was the Bengals. And the kid Kraft, same thing. And the kid coming up against the Colts, most likely.
Yeah.
So if I know it, right, and you know it, how do they not competent defensive other NFL teams not know it? So we've been watching this for years.
Right. And here's the thing. Kraft was just walking off the line of scrimmage, jogging off the line of scrimmage wide open. I mean, it was incredible. It's what Ben was talking about on his podcast. Like, why wouldn't you have Jalen Ramsey, especially the way the first half went? Just say to Jalen Ramsey, you're in his mug on every play, every single play, period. Somebody else beats us, God bless them. I don't understand that. It seems so simple. Meanwhile, there's been all this talk of Terrell Austin. How much defensive play calling does he actually do? I think Dulac has the best answer here in his chat at postgazette.com. He says, what people who think they know don't understand is this is Mike Tomlin's defense. See, I think everybody knows that. Everybody knows this is Mike Tomlin's defense. Dulac said it's his framework, his schemes, his alignment. Terrell Austin is entrusted with calling some, if not most of the plays, but not all of them. All he is doing is calling the plays and alignments that exist under the Tomlin framework. That's like blaming the painter for bad paint. Got it. And I think it's right on. And I think it's obvious. All of that. Having said it, Terrell Austin has a job title. It's called defensive coordinator. And he is at least within the Tomlin scheme making defensive calls on game day. He needs to be fired. Secondly, the Steelers and Tomlin seem to perpetuate the myth that he is the defensive coordinator, that Austin is the defensive coordinator. He's the guy. Okay, if he's the guy, then fire him. Matt Canada got fired. This guy should be, it's just as bad, if not worse, based on how much they pay the defense. But as I said and wrote yesterday, the biggest reason you get rid of Austin is to make it clear to the whole world so there's not this constant confusion. Let's make it clear and obvious to the whole world that that defense is Mike Tomlin's baby. It's his. And he is now going to take full and total responsibility for it, and the whole world's going to know it. And if he rectifies the situation and they get better, great, more power to him. If it completely implodes and falls apart, his fate should be linked to this defense, and he should be made to fully own it. It really should have started this week. But if the Colts light them up, it should start next week. Mike, this is your defense now. Do with it what you will. There's no more shield in the form of Terrell Austin, okay? It's your defense, and it's your fate. They're linked together now. Let's see how this turns out. That's what I think should have happened this week and should happen if the Colts light them up. Limits, we'll get to more calls next. We'll do some predictions, and we'll finish in style.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Man, I'm thinking about some of the guys they brought in this secondary. And it's a combination of Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin limits, at least lately. Oh, my God. Cam Sutton 2.0.
That was all Tomlin. We know how much Tomlin wanted Cam Sutton here and how much he liked to play him over Beanie Bishop.
Beanie Bishop,
where is
by
Beanie
the way.
Bishop?
I was just thinking about that on the ride in today.
Wait, is he on the roster?
No, I don't think so. Is he on? Where is he? I don't know.
That is a great question. We completely lost Beanie Bishop.
At least Beanie Bishop found the football once in a while. He made two interceptions against Aaron Rodgers. But anyway, and I'm not saying he was good, but I'll take a guy who makes tons of mistakes, but then gets you the ball every once in a while. Patrick Peterson, another one. They pick him up at the tail end of his career. Darius Slay. Akello Witherspoon comes here and he's no good, but then he still has life left because he was good when he left here. Is it the coaching here? Is it the evaluation? And those are just some of the veterans they brought in. Chuck Clark. Have you seen that act yet? Limits. Juan Thornhill, who got cut by the Cleveland Browns and then became the team spokesman here. And then jumps up for a pass over the middle of the field like he's a little leaguer misjudging a pop fly. Did you see that?
How could you miss that?
I keep watching that. Someone's got to make a cut up where it's just him leaping over and over again.
Oh, there is a screenshot that is out there that is just Juan Thornhill in midair diving and trying to make the play. Look at this. Look at this through the glass. Can you see it? It's just Juan Thornhill basically on his side as if he's trying to like jump onto his bed as if it's a trampoline.
Yeah. He's
and he misses the ball entirely.
He looks like a windmill right there. So Beanie Bishop is somewhere here. Is he on the practice squad?
He is on the practice squad.
And I'm forgetting other guys. I mean, I mentioned Chuck Clark.
What about Jackson? Dante Jackson, the guy last year.
Oh, my God. Well, he was good at the start. Again, another guy who at least he found the ball, but he just wasn't very good. Who else am I thinking of here? Juan Thornhill, coming back to him. Oh, and the guys they keep picking up from the Patriots. It seems to
Peppers.
Me that the Patriots are pretty sharp evaluators, at least this new group that's come in, because they're sitting here at 6-2 and should be 7-1 if they didn't give the Steelers the ball a bunch of times. Why do they think the Patriots are giving up on good players? I don't think so. To a team that could compete with them for a playoff spot? I don't think Vrabel's doing that. Yet they bring in Jabril Peppers and never play him, despite the safety play we've seen. And now they're bringing in Duggar. And I'm not overly optimistic on him. I read a report on him today that essentially said he used to be good, had an ankle injury, and now he's not good. It wasn't encouraging. And these are just the veterans they bring in. And Mike Tomlin, again, made his bones in the NFL as a defensive backs coach. That's where he started. That should be his wheelhouse. And instead, it looks like his outhouse limits. Would you like me to go over some of the guys they've drafted back there?
Is this list going to be as exciting as the list of running backs that had more yards than Najee Harris? Or a better yards per carry or a longer run than Najee Harris?
I mean, it's going to include, we could go way back. We could go right back to the beginning, for God's sakes. We could go, and the first one he picked was a good one, Bill Gay, in the fifth round. He actually had a good career, and it was pretty much all downhill from there with Joe Burnett and Keenan Lewis and Cresden Butler and Curtis Brown. He had a famous clip once, didn't he?
Don't forget about Shanquez Golson, who never played, the second-round pick from Ole Miss.
Wait, I'm getting there. Curtis Brown had a great clip about wine when he was with the Steelers. What was that? I need to go back and look at a story I did on him. He said after a game in which he played horribly, he said, "I probably drank the wine a little bit." That's encouraging. Yes, limits, even if it's metaphorical.
Very encouraging.
Then we went to Terrence Frederick, who could forget about him, from Frederick, Maryland. Shamarco Thomas, who they thought they were going to pair with Troy, and he was going to be a great player. Terry Hawthorne, but those are unfair. Those are lower picks. Shaquille Richardson, another fifth rounder. Yes, Senquez Golson.
What about Gerard Holloman from Louisville? He led NCAA in interceptions and then never got on the field.
Then Doran Grant. Then Sean Davis, they didn't know where to play him. Artie Burns, who again left here and carved a niche for himself in the league. Cam Sutton, who was okay his first go-around and an unmitigated disaster in his second stint. Brian Allen, Terrell Edmonds, Marcus Allen. I'm including safeties. Yes, I am.
Justin Lane. There it is. Michigan State's Justin Lane.
What was the lane on Desperate Housewives? Where did they all live? Can you look that up, Limits?
Beverly Hills Lane?
No, it was some lane. I can't remember, but it was way better than this one. What a disaster he was. Let's see, who else here? Trey Norwood. He was a wonderful guy. And now it leads into Corey Trice, we don't know about, and most notably, Joey Porter Jr. What do they have with him? What is he? I don't know. He's another guy who says the team isn't trying. Which, by the way, if I were a teammate of Cam Hayward or Juan Thornhill or Joey Porter Jr. today, I'd be like, who exactly are you talking about? What do you mean we're not giving effort and fight? Like, what are we doing here? Calling out teammates now? What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Cloudy today with a high of Cole Holcomb, 55, and a low of good old Jordan Dangerfield, 37. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Has anybody created a roster of every single draft pick and veteran acquisition they've made in their secondary just over the last decade? It's frightening. It's downright frightening.
It is very scary. And that's a big reason why. Like, when you don't draft and develop well enough, especially at certain positions, like they haven't been able to do at quarterback and corner in the last 5 to 10 years, you run into instances like this where some of the most valuable parts of your team, like they've done pass rusher well.
Yeah.
The other spots they haven't. That's a big reason why they continue to flounder like a fish. A fish out of water.
A fish out of water, yes. Aiden Hutchinson, 4 years, $180 million. $45 million. He was okay with that. He didn't need to get one penny more than Micah Parsons. And man, wouldn't you love to have him in his prime right now? Limits. He's 25 years old.
He is off that big knee injury, though.
I know,
he's been playing well.
Have you watched him?
Right, he's been playing well.
Man, he's a guy smack in the middle of his prime. And I think he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year this year. What do you think? Wrong.
He has, I think it's going to be Miles fumbles. Garrett.
Yeah.
With his 5 sacks and a big loss by 19 points.
This guy has 4 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and 6 sacks in 7 games. I think he's going to, he may wind up with 18 sacks, 8 forced fumbles, a couple fumble recoveries. He's going to have an unbelievable year. And the Lions are really, really good. And it's very, very depressing because they're young and good and still on the rise, I think.
The Steelers have opened the 21-day practice window for Corey Trice to return today.
Plan the parade, shall we? Mercedes Lewis signs with the Broncos.
Oh, he did sign?
Guess how old he is, Limits?
41.
Wrong. He's 41 and he signed with them. How about that?
I didn't think he'd ever come back. And I'm surprised it's not with Aaron Rodgers. Him and Aaron are buddies.
I know. What are you going to do tonight?
Go to the Pony Pierce Nipples event.
Yeah, you're going to stay for the actual piercing?
Probably.
I don't really want to see that. I want to go there and participate. And yeah. Certainly eat steak on a stone.
Definitely.
But I'm queasy around such things. Even back in elementary school, we had to dissect a baby shark. And I wanted no part of that. Not for moral reasons. I just didn't want to see the inside of a shark.
And then... Frogs is what we did.
We did frogs as well.
Yeah.
And then we had to prick our own fingers. And I was a conscientious objector to that because I don't like the sight of my own blood. The only thing I like less than seeing other people's blood is my own.
We did owl pellets as well at St. E's. We dissected owl pellets.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody went out and gathered owl pellets?
I don't know how we got them in?
My God, what were you doing there?
I don't know how we acquired them, but yeah, we did. Our science teacher, Miss Morgan, was really good.
Miss Morgan went out and collected the pellets?
She loved dissecting. She ran the science fair or in the area.
You should have invited Gormy the Owl as one of your speakers that week. Wait a second. So did you get to choose from a pile of owl pellets which one you would dissect, or it was assigned to you? And was it just one?
I think it was assigned.
One pellet at a time, like they say?
Yeah, and you were in teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you, how big was the pellet?
I don't know, about the size of your fist, maybe a little small. Yeah, it was a little bit smaller than that.
And then you'd use a knife or a scalpel with a microscope?
You'd use that.
To find out what the owl ate? Now Limits is answering the phone for some reason, which seems odd. All right, that's the end of the show. I'm floored by the owl pellet story. I can't believe that. There needs to be some sort of retroactive investigation as to what was going on there. But I suppose you can find out a lot from dissecting owl pellets. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe. See you tonight. Let's have a good dinner tonight at Mike's.
Maybe.
Yes, you will. You are not backing out of this one. No backing out.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.